Hello, this is Ligia Huben. Welcome to Transforming Grief, a place of love where we come together with an open mind and open heart. Dealing with your grief while supporting a loved one who's also grieving can be a challenging situation, as you want to be present to your loved one and also you want to take care of your needs. In this episode, we will explore some strategies to help you navigate, live this complex process. The first thing I recommend you do is to acknowledge your own grief. Because yes, when we are grieving, a loss of a loved one and someone we love is also grieving, that hurts us. And at the same time, we do not want to forget about our own grief, okay? So do that. Recognize and validate your own grief. Allow yourself to feel those emotions, to connect and express them, knowing that it is totally natural and normal even to grieve even when you are supporting someone else. Something that can be extremely helpful with your loved one is to communicate in an open manner, to be honest about how you feel, about the concerns you have, and that both of you understand the challenges of, you know, grieving together, of reminiscing together and knowing that going to that space of pain can be extremely painful. Still, both of you can always remember, and this is the most important thing that you can do, that you are going through this pain because of the great love you feel for the person who died. Now, something else that you want to do is, if you're having a challenge with dealing with your grief and also supporting someone else, and you feel that it's not possible to set boundaries or deal with your own emotions, then ask for professional help. Look for a support group or talk to someone about how you are feeling. Because when you are dealing with your own grief and you're not paying attention to that, you may get burnt out. So to seek support from a therapist or a support group can be of great help, because they can provide you with tools to manage and navigate your own grief at the same time that you are supporting someone else. Something that sometimes we do not pay attention and it is essential is to take care of ourselves when we are grieving. Are you taking care of yourself? Are you prioritizing self-care? You may have forgotten to do that, and I want to remind you the importance of that, especially if you are taking care of someone else who's grieving, then you may forget about yourself. Remember that resting enough is important, to eat healthy, to do some exercise, to practice relaxation techniques, such as breathing techniques, such as mindfulness and meditation. All those things can help you tremendously. Remember that being empathetic and being compassionate is beautiful. Practice self-compassion and be empathetic with your own feelings, the same that you show empathy and are compassionate with your loved one, with that person that is so special to you that you are accompanying in your grieving process and in their grieving process. Part of being human is being vulnerable. Show that vulnerability as well with your loved one. As you do that, you may open the opportunity for them to also be vulnerable with you. And something extremely, extremely important, avoid comparisons. Avoid comparing your grief, how you are feeling, with how your loved one is experiencing grief. Because remember that each grief journey is unique. Our grief journey is something that belongs to us. The grief journey of your loved one belongs to him or her. So never compare yourself, because that is the beauty of being understanding. We understand them and we understand ourselves. Something that you can also do is, if you're having an issue understanding grief and understanding your loved one, get knowledge, get information about grief. That's something that I love to do with my clients, that for me to give them information about how grief is, understanding that it's unique. However, there are things that may happen and that are universal, we may say, so people know what to expect from grief. That is something that you may want to do. I highly recommend it. Inform yourself, educate yourself about grief, about the manifestations of grief and how we express them, and how they, you know, each person can express them in a very unique way. Something that is beautiful when we are sharing our grief with a loved one is to share memories, to tell the story, to remember the beautiful moments that you had with a person who died, who's no longer physically with you. However, it's always in your heart. Remember this. When you are with someone you love who's grieving, be with them, be present, and also be present to your own grief. And what joins you with your loved one, with that person so special to you, who's also grieving, is the love that you both feel to that person that is no longer with you physically, but continues living in your hearts, from my heart to yours.